Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 13 of Breakthrough Moments Podcast. I'm Doug DeRamus. Prepare your hearts with great expectation as we begin to look into the goodness of the Lord. Now let's join the breakthrough. Sometimes we find ourselves in a transition period in life. We sense there's more than what we can see or hear. There's more that God has for us, but we don't seem to be able to enter fully into the revelation that He has given or fully enjoy what we have. This is known as a time of transition. Angels are especially assigned to escort people into their destinies. Right now, a lot of people are in transition. You may be in transition right now in your life. God is beginning to pour out His Spirit in a greater measure than ever before. This next wave of God's presence and glory are upon us now. We have angels that are assigned to and are working on our behalf with divine instructions from heaven. Angels have many types of assignments. Their role is to escort you into your destiny. You may feel you have a wilderness or a desert environment going on in your life. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel left Egypt and traveled through the desert in their time of transition. In the Bible, you will find that the angel of the Lord was sent on many occasions. Angels are sent to protect and to keep and to give instructions. Angels are sent to minister and strengthen. Angels are sent to drive out the enemy and to go before God's people to lead them. We need to pay attention and obey the instructions of these heavenly beings because they are among us right now. So remember, angels are sent to help you in your transition. Angels are sent to make sure that you learn along the way. Angels are a vital part, and they help to arrange your meeting with God. Moses met an angel in the burning bush. He was asked to remove his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. When angels show up, the place where you're standing becomes a meeting place with God, and it's a holy ground. Everything that is promised in the Word of God is for you. Angels have always been created for and assigned to specific purposes. Their functionings has never changed. Their assignments are still effective today in getting you to the place of your destiny. Angels take you from where you are right now to the point of arrival of your rightful place, the rightful place in your purpose and in your destiny. We are in harvest season right now. We are in unprecedented financial breakthrough as well. It's being released to God's people. It's being released to you. Jesus has set up a dominion that operates certain spiritual laws and principles. It's called the kingdom of God. And you must release the anointing that's already resides within your heart through the new birth and being one with the Holy Spirit of God. I have learned that if you follow these principles and respect the kingdom laws, you will not have to plead for spiritual power and blessings. You simply request it. You request access to the provisions that have already been made available to you through the name of Jesus. A study of the word ask in the New Testament will reveal it has a stronger meaning than what we understand in English. We have an idea that asking is somehow akin to begging. However, the Greek word for ask is translated requiring what is owed. We know if God of the universe wants to give us something and has already deposited into our account, we must place a demand upon that heavenly account and make a withdrawal. you see, bind any hindrances in the earth realm, which is under the influence of the evil working of Satan and his demons. Command them to stop obstructing what God has purposed for you. You see, everything on earth is not in submission to God, not yet. But you place a demand upon what is already yours and cause a release of the kingdom of God into the situation, whatever it may be. Mark 11, we read that, "For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Then he went on and said, "Therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them." When do you believe you receive them? Not after your five senses say so, but you believe when you pray. There is a power to unlock. The keys of the kingdom has been given to you. These keys do not work by hand. They're activated by voice decrees. God wants to unlock more in you so he can unlock more through you. You see, King Jesus has given us access to the keys of the governing authority of his kingdom. We are his body, his church. We can bind or loose, open or close, lock or unlock. Now begins a merger of Christ's spiritual kingdom in the earth realm with the kingdom of heaven in the spirit realm. Spiritual power and kingdom authority will be seen on the earth as never before. Glory surges will now begin to roll through the nation and through the church all across the earth. You will see the increased strikes of the Holy Spirit and his angels. Suddenlies are striking the enemies of the kingdom. You will now see a rollout of a series of suddenlies which have been planned to overpower demonic thrones. Suddenlies, 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 and sudden suddenlies. God is preparing a blessing for you, and he is preparing you for the blessing. Don't miss future episodes. Subscribe to Breakthrough Moments Podcast with Doug DeRamus on your favorite podcast platform.